You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the restaurant delivery company DoorDash starts trading on stock markets for the first time, ticker symbol DASH. Tomorrow, it's the debut of ticker symbol ABNB. You got it? Is pandemic the best time to launch a new stock? Many companies this year thought so. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Just last week, DoorDash set its target price per share at $90 to $95. So debuting above that amount shows just how much investor appetite there has been this year for initial public offerings. They've raised a record amount, somewhere in the $140 to $150 billion range. DoorDash certainly adding to that total, which is all the more remarkable because it's not yet profitable. And still, investors are valuing the company at around $39 billion.
What's the equation here, Nova? Tech stocks are doing well, so initial stock offerings should do well?
Well, markets are hitting all-time highs, interest rates are near zero, and investors, they're looking for returns. IPOs are attractive. The average one-week return this year for IPOs, David, has been 25%. And look at the notable debuts. We have DoorDash, which has seen business skyrocket during the pandemic. In September, we had Palantir, as yet unprofitable. The defense software contractor debuted at $10 a share. Its stock has nearly tripled in price since then. Now it has a market cap of nearly $50 billion. And tomorrow we do have Airbnb, which did return a profit in the third quarter thanks to cost cutting and focusing on long-term stays. It's expecting a valuation around $42
billion. Well, the word profit finally crept into that story. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.